This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
Let's start what we have come into the room to do.
Good. That was the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra with Let Them Know, and they certainly did. Inspired by the infectious Afrobeat music of Nigeria and its neighbours, the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra delivers a contemporary blend of hip-hop and African funk to Australian dance floors. This mammoth ensemble comprises some 17 musicians, handpicked from Melbourne African jazz and hip-hop scenes, and the experience and creativity of these established musicians energizing the group's original compositions, and the sound of the entire band is a force to be reckoned with. The group, the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra, who we heard just before, is a brainchild of Tsvi Belling, Ethan Hill, who is DJ Manchild, and Tristan Ludovic, who are long-time friends and musical collaborators, each with vast and diverse musical backgrounds to draw upon. And we are privileged on Join 94.9 to chat tonight with Tsvi from the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra. Welcome to the Global Sounds Program, Tsvi.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey.
We've said you come from vast and diverse musical backgrounds. What's yours?
well, mine is I'm one of 17, sometimes 20 in the band. I'm from South Africa. I grew up in Swaziland, actually, just near South Africa. I've been out here for a few years now, and in the band we have some musicians from Australia, but we have from Africa, we have musicians from Ghana, from Senegal, from Malawi, from Tanzania. We're actually playing music that that originated in Nigeria, and we actually don't have any Nigerians in the band. but
you're working on it.
Well, we actually made a trip over to Nigeria recently to soak ourselves in the music and to just enjoy the culture. It was great.
Now, you play the bass guitar.
That's right.
Do you play any other instruments?
No, I play the bass. We all, the three directors of the band are very involved in the studio with the production side of things as well. So I guess that's our dual responsibilities in the group.
Right. And how did you come up with the name Public Opinion Orchestra, Svee?
Well, actually, we did initially float the idea of the Public Opinion Orchestra, but we thought we'd better put the word Afro in because of the way it abbreviated. So, but the notion of public opinion came about, actually, our guitarist Dave, he's from Tanzania. We were just kidding around one day, and he was talking about how he had put on weight recently. And where he comes from, what we call a beer gut, they would call a public opinion. And he was quite proud of how his public opinion had been developing. And we thought it was fitting, so we adopted the name for the band.
So it's not a political statement.
No, obviously, if you take the literal reading, yes. it's got some sort of protest or political meaning. But there's sort of a lighter underside to it.
Now you and the band have played many festivals and gigs around town. What's been the highlight for you?
I think our very first gig was very exciting. In fact, the song that you just played is off the Visible album, I believe.
Yes.
And it's part of the Visible project. We were asked to perform at the Hamer Hall, and that was our very first show ever. So it was quite an honour for the band to play their first gig ever at Hamer Hall. So I think that's certainly burnt into our memories.
Yeah, maybe there weren't any smaller venues for the big band.
That's right. Bigger venues we need.
You do.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
Now, we're talking to Svee Belling tonight from the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra, and you guys have been working hard on producing a new CD and a new 12-inch vinyl release too, I believe.
The CD is a little way away still. We were in the studio up until about an hour ago today, finalising the mastering of the tracks for the vinyl release, and I've brought in a sample from it to have a listen to today.
Okay, what's it called?
This song's called Two Sides of the Truth.
Two Sides of the Truth. Well, let's hear it.
This is a world premiere.
It sure is.
On Joy 94.9.
You heard it first.
For my
guys.
People back home, do anything, go anywhere, do nothing, you go nowhere.
One day they forced us back, drew lines across the maps. They call them borders we don't own, and we connect them back. Monday we saw the outs, Tuesday we saw the out back. They call them borders we don't own, and we closing the gap. One day they forced us back, two lines across the map. They call them borders we don't own, and we connect them back. Monday we saw the outs, Tuesday we saw the out back. They call them borders we don't own, and we closing the gap.
Yeah, we're closing the gap. RSA to AUS, the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra meets the poet MC Tumi. And you know we're breaking down geographical borders in a musical world where you can
do anything, go anywhere, do anything, go anywhere, do anything, go anywhere, do anything, go anywhere, do anything, go anywhere. Yeah, they say the picture's rosy and the thorns are the pricks you vote in. Make your souls clean as tea from the V to poet MC. I breathe and draw ink out the horses, mouth like a silent Trojan. I'm in, get the doors open, hordes potent, land on the shores open for mysterious potions. That's the notion, go where you need to be going, put your feet in the ocean, get to see what the world is, cause it's worth it. Ancient, perfect, work it, right foot first then tread it. Beat that person, reaffirm it, unleash the Jesus, don't just read the sermon. See my purpose, speak the verses to the people, reach the precipice.
Do nothing, you go nowhere. go anywhere, do anything, go anywhere, yeah, do anything, go anywhere, do anything, go anywhere, do anything, go anywhere. Outward bound brave, words set sail on sound waves to break all the barriers, doubts made and drown the outrage. Doused by the clouds without rain, where pain paints tears on the clown's face and powers are non made. Fear of not having a crown placed in full view of citizens out in the town space. Glint from the silver spoon stuck in the mouth of babes, flying the poor so the scent is outweighed. Train ticket in my front right pocket, back compartment, passports of cities I've left. Brain ticking on behind eyes, something so the stage relate when I dig in the depths. Every lyric expresses this truth, even the freshest tooth will feel the heat when it gets to the cold gates. Even if it's a different direction, who's to say it's wrong when you're going your own way? Force the brave on till your bones break. Strong is a bold statement that you don't make unless you stay on till you go gray. Sean's on, are gonna play on till your throat ache. Keep on singing, believing, keep living. Your dreams are evidence of more to life. Keep on singing, believing, keep living. No time for sleep when there's wars to fight again. Keep on singing, believing, keep living. Your dreams are evidence of more to life. Keep on singing, believing, keep living. No time for sleep when there's wars to fight. You can do anything.
The Public Opinion Afro Orchestra and their very new, very brand new, I don't think it's released anywhere, called, that track was called Do Anything Go Anywhere, was it?
That's correct. I actually wasn't aware of the track order when we put the CD in. It's the first time it's actually been played.
It's so hot it almost burnt a hole in the control desk here.
Yes, right. There are no labels whatsoever on the CD.
And can you tell us something about that? Who's playing on that?
The song itself has got a bit of a long history. It was probably composed. I actually wrote that one about close to a year ago. We took some rough demos over to South Africa when the band directors went over earlier in the year, and we hooked up with quite a well-known South African MC called MC Toomey, and we collaborated on this track, and we recorded his vocals for the track over in Africa, then came back, re-recorded the track with the band, did a whole lot of post-production, which finished at about 6 o'clock tonight.
Is that why you look how you do? What can we expect at this gig Friday the 16th of October at the Spot? And also, I believe you're going to play at the SB on the 30th of October. What can our listener expect to hear?
That's right. We this band is very large. We've got a lot of musicians and a lot of administration to make it work. We don't play all that often. We've only got three gigs. I think we might have a fourth just possible, but we only do a very few gigs. We've got three or four this year. The ones that you have read out are coming up soon. Soon after that, we're launching our 12-inch vinyl at the Hi-Fi Bar as part of the Australasian World Music Expo.
Okay.
And I believe there might be one more show around Christmas, just before the end of the year.
Okay. Now, in Melbourne, one has to keep working and to eat, and musicians often play in more than one group. Svi, are you associated with other groups and sounds?
I certainly am, and everyone else in the group is as well. If we drew the family tree of bands that everyone in this orchestra is in, it would be a large piece of paper. I'm in many different groups. I have another group called the Royal Swazi Spa, which plays particularly South African jazz. I also play regularly with Muziki Manjaro, which is a Pan-African dance group. I play regularly with King Morong and, many others. And, in our band, there's also many members of all groups from all with all sorts of backgrounds.
Yeah, quite often we'll go out to a gig and we'll be watching a band, and I'll say to Paul, "Haven't we seen that guy somewhere else in some other band?" And then, of course, it all comes out. It's very incestuous in Melbourne, isn't it, on the band scene? Anyway, so shall we have a bit of a break and come back with another tune from that CD?
Yeah, we'll hear the song we meant to hear, which is called
Two Sides of the Truth,
very, very shortly. This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
Thank you. all through the eyes of a newborn. You won't fool with disguises. It's a new dawn, full moon rising. We view two sides of the truth, you lying. You don't wanna be the crooked cop, but took those shots and made a youngster drop. You wanna get the looks you got when crooks get caught for running drugs on blocks. Look, we see the world through the eyes of a baby, and they say you shouldn't try it. This is daybreak, who can deny it? We view two sides of the truth, you lying. You don't wanna be a bitch to the boys, promiscuous broad, a vixen, a whore. You wanna be sitting alone in sync with your soul and feel like you're whole, dreaming and reaching your goals, cause even just dreaming is equal to gold.
What are you going to do?
An infant imprint left on my mind. It's a different world we in now. We view two sides of the truth, they lying. They don't wanna be the hollow shells and the fallow wells of a buy and sell life. They wanna be the Michael Phelps, the highs of felt when you prize yourself right. Dreaming and reaching your goals, cause even just dreaming is equal to gold. We see the world through the eyes of a youth, reduced to saluting the environment. It's the new rules you should abide by. See two sides of the truth and bye-bye.
We're talking tonight with Svi from the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra, and that was them on their latest release, Two Sides of the Truth. Do you want to say something about that song, Svi?
When it's going to be launched.
Yes, it's destined for release on a 12-inch vinyl. It's going to be accompanied by instrumental versions of those two songs as well. The launch is going to be on the 19th of November at the Hi-Fi Bar as part of the Australasian World Music Expo.
Wow.
And if anyone's interested and you'd like to hear this song performed live, we will be performing it this Friday as part of our usual repertoire. The orchestra is playing at The Spot in Sydney Road in Brunswick this Friday.
That's 133 Sydney Road, Brunswick.
What's The Spot like? I've never been there. As a venue?
Oh, it's a fantastic venue and very supportive of our music and of all the music that you guys play on your show as well. It's a fantastic room at the back. They've got a front bar and a back bar. They have sort of acoustic music in the front bar, but they've got a great PA and a great dance floor. So there's plenty of space to hang out and... Yeah, it's great.
Because it's the thing about Afrobeat music, it is meant to be a dance music.
Absolutely.
That's what's...
First and foremost.
In Nigeria, where it started, it was really... That's what people danced to.
It has a message as well. I think that there's a tradition of conscious lyrics and sort of political protest content in the songs, but it's just about butt-shaking, really, the bottom line. Mm.
So just going back to the venues, as you mentioned earlier, you don't do a lot of concerts because you're also restricted in the venues because of the size of the orchestra. To have a stage that's large enough for, you know, 17 to 18 people.
It's a tough brief to fill. We need to have the correct size stage is only part of it. Having enough microphones and technical equipment for the band is another. And also, everyone in the band are working professional musicians, and so it can also be expensive to put it on. So we're very careful about where we play and how we put it on. It's got to be right. And so when we do play, they become special events.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, as we said before, the two special events, you can hear the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra at The Spot, 133 Sydney Road, Brunswick, this Friday night, 16th of October, and I believe it starts from 10 o'clock.
That's right.
And at the SB Hotel St Kilda on the 30th of October.
On the 30th. We're part of a larger bill of acts. There's lots of fantastic local acts, and also from LA, Charlie Tuna of Jurassic 5 fame. He'll be performing as well.
Well, thanks for coming in and telling us all about that. Svi Belling from the Public Opinion Afro Orchestra.
That's us.
Thanks for coming on and letting us hear first on Joy 94.9 your current releases.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.